So today I'd like to try and finish up the related to Mitzvot Rabbanan. Obviously, it's such a major subject. Two of the biggest areas we're not really talking about now at all, Miron Achri and Mutza. But we're going now over the...
Next,
I'm saying two of the very big areas in Rabbanan are Miron Achri and Mutza, but I'm not going to go into details about that now, because I'm really going over the general principles of the Rabbanans. So we mentioned that there were several different categories of Rabbanans, Yisrael Rabbanan on Shabbos. I showed you back in source, I think it was 22, the Tiferes Yisrael, in his Kalkos of Shabbos, Kalal HaMates Malachas, and Osalef writes, Gimel Ofanim, the Hanin, Im Sh'osu Chacham HaDom Rishud Dome, Lechem El HaMates Malachas, it's very similar to one of HaMates Malachas. Then, Omishum Shema Aidekach Yavo Lasos Malacha may not be similar in its structure, but it will lead you to perhaps violate an Issa Malacha. And he said, Mishum Tirchi Yasirta, or to Tirchi Nah, someone asked me before, you asked me, I'm like, Chula Nicholam Hashem Shvus. They're all under the category of Shvus. They're just different aspects. So, in Rosh Hashanah, huh? That's in the first one, 22. The first one says that. Yeah. Okay. Now, so I mentioned to you that in the Sefer Eretz Hatzvi, from Shechta Shvita, in the first Sefer, in Siman Vav, it's entitled Melachos Drabanan Ugzeris. So he has, I'm going to, we went through this yesterday, my request was presented yesterday for the most part from him. He has more than I'm not doing. I mean, but I encourage you to read the article when you get the chance. He writes as follows: the Soda Inyan Hanal Hayanir along with the Bilchus Shabbos is Gimel Chiluke Yisurim. Yesh Melacha Daraisa, Yesh Melacha Drabanan, Yesh Ugzeris. The nearest, so for example, again, they have a chakira, so what's an afkamina? Who cares? I mean, it's also, right? There's no question, it's whatever it is, in any situation, in any situation, it's also on the bottom. He says, the nearest, for example, the hard the matir, we mentioned this yesterday, the hard the matir, Amir Lanachri, Amir Lanachri, or Mashmiya Kol, remember that the contraption that makes a whooshing sound, that kasuzi, that kind of thing. Brad Chola Shein Mo Sakana, for Chola Shein Mo Sakana. Again, Chola Shein Mo Sakana, you can do whatever you have to do, even in the Raisa. Chola Shein Mo Sakana. Hainu Tama, the Kol HaGzeros, Hituru Chachomim, B'mokom Chola. If it's in the category of Gzera, then it's automatically mutter by itself for a Chola. But by something which is more in the category of a melacha drabanan, okay, then you'd need a kind of a more than, you can't just automatically say that it's mutter for a chola because it's drabanan. You might need a double, have to be done, like for example, the case of Gonei Achyonek, the guy who could, you know, need to drink the goat's milk and so on, so he can drink it directly with his mouth, rather than just what we call milk to the animal in a normal fashion. Because what do you mean it's a chola? It's a, the answer is, and it's only drabbanon because it's not gedulei karka. Went through this yesterday, right? It's not gedulei karka, so it's only drabbanon. Yeah, but being drabbanon is not enough to say automatically that that's acceptable for a chola. If it's be gzeira drabbanon, okay, then the gzeira b'alkom chola or goes drabbanon. It's a gzeira, hashmona's chola, it's a gzeira drabbanon. You may fix your instrument, musical instrument, whatever. So there, if you're doing it for a chola, that's already mutter. But if it's a malach, if it's similar, it's a malacha drabon, it's the first category, it's similar to the malacha. Okay, so for example, milking in a normal fashion is similar to mafark. It's true, it's not gedulei karka, so it won't be the deraisa, but it's still fundamentally similar. So that's not enough to say automatically do it for chola. You need something else. So that's why the Gemara says goneach, this person goneach means has this, you know, whatever, choking, whatever his heart condition is. You're yonic, he can drink, I don't know, it's so sanitary, whatever, but he can drink directly from the animal. That's kalacha, yeah, it's a double-double. That's basically so. And he says that he works out that the sugi and Shabbos and several other nafkaminas we mentioned yesterday. Okay, so that's, I just wanted to clarify that, that point. Again, we talk about the schita. I mentioned also, again, the schita for these middle type of fruits, which are sometimes used for juice, sometimes not used for juice, okay? So again, it's fundamentally the same activity. If I squeeze an orange, I squeeze a strawberry, same thing as squeezing zeis in an oven. Okay, so, but the answer is only darbanan, because not primarily used for its liquid extract. So again, that'll be the same type, but that'll be malacha darbanan. Anyway, so he has, again, numerous nafkaminas. I'm not, obviously not going through, all of them here. Okay, I mentioned some of them. Some of them I have in the yeses mamakom. We're up to is, I think we're up to number 80, 81. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, so we also mentioned nafkamina again. So is that with me on this? It's pretty clear, right? I mean, but again, I urge you to look at the article. But it could be that that also explains something else. I said by a melacha, you can't violate a melacha b'shei bel taisa. That was Rav Salmeitrik's point to explain that the Mukhe Yosef by the fire. Okay, the Mukhe Yosef has a kasha. If you hold isha b'shem chitzav, so the result of your action, like by lighting a fire, light a fire in my yard, it spreads into your yard, does damage. I'm chayav, that's for sure. So presumably it's because it's as if I just lit the fire now in your yard. So the Mukhe Yosef says, how do you light candles on Friday night? They're burning on Shabbos. So every moment the candle burns on Shabbos, it should be as if I just lit it now. So Mukhe Yosef said, no, that's not how we look at it. We look at it as if the result is happened immediately at the time of the action. The result is transferred, so to speak, to the moment of the action. So by Nezikin, I'm chayav for the fire, because even though the damage may have happened a half hour later, or 10 minutes later, whatever, but it reflects back to the moment I lit the fire, therefore I'm chayav. So when it comes to Neiros on Shabbos, so the burning candles, the result that it's burning on Shabbos, sort of transferred back to the moment I did the action, but I was on Friday, so I can light candle, no problem. Okay, but the Rav gave it out. You asked me whether the Rav didn't like the Namukhi, I said, I don't know. He gave a different tariff, an additional tariff. I'm not saying that he rejected it. Even if you don't want to hold like that, Namukhi Yosef, even if you want to hold that, no, the action happened in the time of the result. Don't transfer it back. So I had the Namukhi Sakasha. So I said, yeah, but the time, the mice at the time that it's burning, you didn't do an action. You cannot violate Shabbos passively. As a malacha, I mean, I'm a drabon and everything else, but you cannot be considered to be a violation of Shabbos when you didn't do any action. But the Rosh Hashanah suggests that may only be true. And he brings this whole thing. He says, I'll read it here. We usually to me as an Mukhe Yosef, Shamatim, he quoted Barbara Robert Gidal, he said, I'm sure at that time. The Hainu time of the Mutal Halakha is never a Shabbat. The Filo name of the local Mukhe Yosef. And the Choshev Kichitz of Mikhail Mabo. Uchilu Osav Arba Shabbat. The Komokam Hari Malachta Nasa B'Shev Al Taisa. The Lekka Isa Malacha B'Shev Al Taisa. But that's when it's an Isa Malacha. But if it's a Gzeira, perhaps that would be different, and that's what he says. We mentioned that Lachan Avram. He quotes. I forgot yesterday that he quoted it, but I looked it up. He quotes that Lachan Avram. Or quotes a Radvaz. The Meikar Hadin. Shari Lomer LaAkum LaNagim LeKlezemer B'Shabbes. Let's Nisuin. You have a Shabbat Brach or something like that, or was Nisuin, whatever. Some kind of a Simcha. You can ask. I mean, we don't usually have Nisuin on Shabbos. Okay. The question is why not? Okay, but we don't usually have Nisun on Shabbos. There's a famous tshuva with Ramah, where he conducted a wedding on Friday night. I was zocher to take a number of trips to Poland, with some Talmidim or MTI and with the parents and whatever else. So we're in the Ramah Shul. So we're in the Ramah Shul. The Ramah Shul is very, I don't think it's bigger than this room. It's not a big building. And have you been there? The cemetery's in the back. The Ramah is buried right behind. So I gave a shiur to the people in the Ramah Shul. I mean, I found it very emotional to be in the Ramah Shul, personally. Like, I was just like, crack, I guess. Because we'd been before that, we were in Lublin. And we were in the Meir Shapiro, the Chachmei Lublin shiur. Now, Meir Shapiro was a gone olam, unbelievable. They have there in the museum part now what the Seder of learning is, for different types of, it's like unbelievable, what you had to learn, what you had to know. But, and I gave a shiur there also. I said over some of the Meir Shapiro, we have some Sfarim from him, which I brought with me to the, but I, Meir Shapiro is so close, so I didn't learn by him, But the Ramah, I mean, Ashkenazim don't take three steps without looking at Ramah. I mean, everything we do. So, well, here was in the shul, and it says in the front, you saw the sign, Kan Shofach Moshe, so this is Sichol of Nekono, something like that. Here's where Ramah stands. Anyway, so I gave a shiur in the Ramah shul based on the tshuva of the Ramah. The mice that happened in the shul. It was a Friday night. I got some mice. Another time I told him I got some mice. It was a shidduch. It was a wedding right before the Jews were so poor. They very often made weddings on Friday afternoon. I don't think anyone here was probably invited to a chasa on Friday afternoon. That's a safe bet, right? But in those days, it was expensive to have a suda. So you have to make a suda for Shabbos anyway. So they doubled up. You made the chasa on Friday afternoon. And then the people contributed. They had the suda. The whole town there on Shabbos. And then it was a sichsu for mice. they got into some kind of argument right before, they were going to cancel the whole chasana, the whole maisa, and the Ramos is going to work it out. But anyway, it was way after the shkia. It wasn't the number 18 minutes. It was way after this one. He conducted the made the chasana. Anyway, he has a tshuva. The regular tshuva is Ramos explaining why he did it, because he said, you know, after I did this, you can imagine what we today, if some rabbi did, there'd be a whole tumult, you know. So it was a tumult in those days too. It wasn't on social media, but he writes, Voshma Harai Kol Rash Gadol. I heard in the background a lot of noise. He explains what it is in Shita. Okay, anyway. So, right, that's what we told him. Yeah, yeah. That was the kid. But anyway, I'm just saying, so he discusses why he thought it was okay, whatever. He conducted, held a chuppah, a wedding, for the wedding on Shabbos. On Shabbos. And he's very clear, this was well after dark. It was not, you know, no 18 minutes, I mean, the time is not. It was late. Okay, anyway, in the regular two is around, maybe Kuf Chafal or something, I remember. It talks about all those issues. It's only about modern and everything. Mitzvah, I think it's cool. It's printed. Yeah, okay. So here, whatever you had, again, there's Ramos. So I think at the end, he said he wouldn't do it. He wasn't going to do it anymore because the other, huh? I don't remember that. I don't remember. Okay, but anyway, I think maybe Kuf Chav. I forgot already. Look in the index of Chumash Chav, you'll see this. Anyway, so, but that's what the Magen Avraham. So the quote from Radvaz, I didn't print this Magen Avraham. I only printed part of it. But he says that Mikra din, why? Because Shus is Shus Makom Mitzvah. Okay? And he says, Mishbu says some Aser. He says, because, he says, why? Because the Tama Machmir, Nir Levar, the Mashmiya Kol, Enan Osum Dabar Mitos Malacha, and the Tama Gzeira, Shemisakin Kleshir. Omele Shayach, Shia Yisra, Filo B'Shev Al Taisa. Okay, he says that's by Gzeira, it couldn't be a Shev Al Taisa, because here you're not doing anything, it's you hired the guy from before. Right? And so, but Gzeira, you can violate even not B'Shev Al Taisa. Malacha, I'm sorry, yeah, right. Malacha, you would only, Malacha Dabar, you only violate. If you do not see it, like in the case of the Mukayosi. So you have to say, so there are quote unquote chumers and kulas or distinctions in halacha, whether you view it as a gzeira, view it as a halacha. That's at Shaf's point. Okay, anyway, the other thing I want to mention, one other thing he mentioned is here, actually, two other things he mentions. Two of the nafkaminas I quoted here. So that's we're up to, what do we say, we're up to 81. Okay, so we'll go through. So what do I do with it? Yeah, so there's a Gemara in Arabin. Okay, on the Kuf Amud Aleph, 81. Again, he's all over Shechtas Nafkaminas. And he has others that I, you know, what did the Kohen Gadol say? Yosef Masha Kosov Khan. There's more written here than what I'm telling you. So you look through it. Anyway, so it says, Tarabon Shor She'ilon Shigabon Menar Shosha Tvachim, Yichol Tachim, and I'll have to climb a tree and lean against a tree and so on. I think I mentioned this, you know, and if you're stuck in a tree, okay, loyala kila bila b'olyom and sit there the whole day either. Okay, you're not allowed to climb and on Friday and stay in the tree either. Okay,
so you have to climb down.
Yes, yeah. So Shulchan Aruch says it's in Mishnah Lamed Vav in Sif Aleph. He says im lo hayadayta l'reim b'olyom lo yirei mechashecha. If you climbed up without any intent to stay, so then you have to stay up there. Okay, and then you have to stay up there. So even though in that situation you climbed up before. And it was during the day you climbed up. It was Friday you climbed up. Okay? So he said, nonetheless, in that situation, and it's another example, so to speak, of since it's a gzera, then you can violate it, b'shev al taisa, even though now you're not doing anything, but you're violating that gzera of using the tree. Okay? That's based on the Shulchan Aruch, right. So, the Mishnah explains Shulchan Aruch, it's a cotton test. But the other thing, you mentioned the following, 84. Okay, more Megillah, Dalam Beis. Amar Rabba, Kol Chai Mekris Megillah, Kishon Posam, Eina Kol Bekin Mekris Megillah, Gzeri Shemit Lan Biyad Beit, Yelak Beit Tzatz and Baki Lomo. Okay, that's...
You have to come there or you can't?
No. You have to stay up. You have to stay up if you were there.
That's the
process. Okay. Yes,
so...
No, he doesn't. He's... It depends what you does was you went up. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, That's if you went up a shogeg. A shogeg mutar leiri, but mezid also leiri. Okay? That's if you went up on Shabbos. But all of them go yom.
How do you go
for shogeg? You weren't planning to stay the whole time. You know, you were just planning to get some. What?
Shogeg. You don't
know Shabbos. Shogeg. You don't know Shabbos. I thought shogeg. Yeah, that's also. Shogeg, you don't know the Shabbos, right? I'm sorry, yeah. I'm sorry, you went up on Shabbos for getting the Shabbos. You're correct. Okay?
Mishabura says that way.
So Mishabura says, "Afagav the also also feel of Arab Shabbos adat leis hasham al kopon mishamish mishivos al feel lo kansu the b'shas aliyos al behet." So knas, like we learn by Bishul, you know, if you cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. You need to cook the Bishul. Okay, again, the details not prepared for us. What we need to know is that what it says in Kevan Shoyadaito leis hasham beisir. Since you were going to stay up there, that was medas. So then you're in violation. You're not allowed to even climb down. It's a knas. So 1 second, but you're violating passively. You didn't do anything now. Okay, the answer is, so you see, Xavier, you can violate passively, okay, as opposed to a malacha. Now, the Mishnah, the Gemara Megillah, Abdallah Beis talks about not carrying, you know, when Purim lands on Shabbos, it doesn't happen by us. Purim can never land on Shabbos according to our calendar, but Shushan Purim can. And we have Purim on Friday, right, which we do. A couple of years ago, right? They're doing COVID, I think, probably on Friday, right? But the same thing there with Pesach on Shabbos, the same year they go together. But we don't have Purim on Shabbos, but Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim, they have Purim on Shabbos. So what's with the Mikra Megillah, right? So the same reason we don't blow Shofar when Yerushalayim is on Shabbos, we don't take Luluf and Sukkot on Shabbos, and also the Mar says we don't read the Megillah. So they read the Megillah the day earlier, the same way we do Thursday and Friday, okay? Not on Shabbos. That's the, you know, they call it, right? Purim Meshulash, you know about that, right? In Yerushalayim, they have it basically 3 days of Purim because they moved back Mikra Megillah to Thursday and Friday like the rest of the world. And that's also Matanos Avyonim has done that also because the Gemara says that Matanos Avyonim always goes to Mikra Megillah because the Aniyim know to expect their handouts when the Mikra Megillah is read. Shabbos, they'll say, which is really Purim, but they read the Megillah already, but Shabbos is Purim, so they'll say Al Anisim Nishma Nesra on Shabbos. And they'll read Bayom HaMalek. They'll read the Purim laning from a second Sefer Torah. Okay, they'll take out a second Sefer Torah and they'll read the Purim laning, the second Sefer Torah. Then they're going to read the Haftarah, the same one again, Parsha Zohar, the previous week. So they read again because of by the Malik. So that's in terms of the davening. And then the Suda is on Sunday. Suda came on Shabbos, because the Shabbos Suda is always classified as a Shabbos Suda, not a Purim Suda. It puts the Suda off to Sunday. And Mishloach Manos goes with the Suda. That's called the Purim Meshulash, the triple Purim. So you know, everyone was there that year, and the yeshiva tries to get through Shalai for Purim. They Purim, wow. Okay, anyway.
So, it also says the same Zeres for a shofar and
a little bit, same thing.
Right, so shofar, it's interesting because we're two picks up Frank brings down that. I think there was a rabbi named Rabbi Schlesinger or something.
Yeah, so he wanted to blow in Shalai. Yeah.
Blue shofar.
Yeah, it's a famous place. Yeah,
what was the reason for that?
It's because the question is, that, the Gemara, the Bezdin, we're going to now, but the Bezdin, the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes, and Bez, we have a Suga, says that in Yerushalayim, in Beis Hamikdash, they could blow. So the question is, if you have a Bezdin, they're not worried about they're going to carry it. They're not worried that say he wanted to blow. The question is, can you be, are you Yotze if you blow? Well, once, there's a big, you know, big, longish, you know, once the Chavim said not to, so are you Yotze if you blow it anyway? So the other Rabban Yerushalayim disagree with him. But that's a
what?
A yotzit kishofar, if you blow shofar. According to the Torah, you have to blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. So Rabbanan said, don't do it. So I did it anyway. Like, I'm a kind of mitzvah shofar. Again, it's a long topic now. It's a long shayla. I mean, next year, maybe we'll talk. Next year, I think Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, first day. So, not this year. So you know, that's one of these long topics that they talk about with shofar. The kiyum. And it's a joke. Huh? Right. So that's the question. But Did they do that? They were okay, Mamash. They said, Mamash, you're not Yotze? Or no, they just said, don't do it. That's what somebody said in joke.
Because they're going by Nikosasar.
Right, okay, that's part of them. It's a big discussion. And then people say it's a half a joke. It's sad, but you know, it's a you know, conservative reform Jews who don't approach of Shabbos properly. So may as well blow shofar on Shoshana. When you say, we're not blowing shofar, I may carry on the shofar. But they're carrying the keys and they're carrying the car shofar too. What was it?
Yeah,
that's the question. You see, Yom Kippur, yeah. Like I see, as you mentioned, say, I'm going to make a kiddush. Yeah, wants to do it already. Yeah, never. It's bittersweet. Okay, but anyway, getting back to our topic. So Tosas, the Megillah, okay, on Dalam Beis, you know, asking about Birena. Okay, so a lot of you showed me the question. So I think I mentioned in passing last week, if there's no shofar or shalom in the Shabbos, no lulav and sukkah in the Shabbos, no Megillah and Purim in the Shabbos, because you might carry. So why don't they make the same example by Mila and Shabbos? They may carry the knife, or they carry the baby to where the mole is, or whatever. The same question. So the Ran gave it to other two. But the Tosfos says, okay, because it's more mach, more chomer, because of Mila, the Gemara says, Tosfos Megillah, what?
What?
We don't pour on Shushan, right? They push it, they make it early like we do on Friday. They read it the same day as Purim, you know, to the other side, Purim the present, the not the couples, Purim the present. Okay. So probably what about Mila? So maybe other truths of Mila is, you know, once in a while, because the Christians, they didn't make the Xerah by Mila. That's how the Ran says it. It's not such a common, and who has to worry about it? One person, the father. Shofar, everybody has to hear. Lulav, everyone has to take. Purim, Megillah, everyone has to hear. It's different. I would totally give a different teretz because Mila is more chomer because it has Yud Gimel. Bris, you know, the Gemara learns out that there are 13 different times. Bris, Mila is a, say, Sheish Bokaris, whatever it is. Okay, but anyway, the guy, you know, the Mo, Elim Kenaya Boki. You know, all right, but fine. Then Achnishol Rialebi, Eich Token Motzei Yom Kippur. How do we blow shofar Motzei Yom Kippur? Okay, after Nila, after the Shemos, you know, we blow shofar, right? To end Yom Kippur. Okay, okay, even though Yom Kippur is over, okay, but we don't do Malach until you don't marry Tzeiatochan Antonim, right? So how can you blow shofar? Well, right after the very end of Kippur, so first of Yom Kippur, you do not bear, right? You blow shofar, how could it be? Right? It's a bucket, same thing. We should worry like on Rosh Hashanah, you'll go to carry the shofar somewhere. Okay, and what's in Kippur? Again, in Kippur, it's after sunset, but we don't do malach until Avdol. So, in Kain, I like there, the Tirit, Mishum Tekir Shofar, Chachma, and Malacha, the such an expression, Tekir Shofar is not exactly Malacha, it's a skill. We don't go that answer now. That's not my answer. Regamlo chashin shemalech the mokum mishum tkiyah achas. That's another thing. What do you blow so close on? It's one sound. That's not. And he says it's not really a mitzvah. Why do we blow shofar together? Let's say I'm kidding. Anyway, the answer is he's a zecher liovel. Okay. It's a zecher. So we're not worried that people are so worried about hearing. Even though probably today people assume they better hear the shofar when Yom Kippur's not over. Right? I mentioned to you that a rabbi that I know. I told this, not a lot of people, but he told me, it goes back many, many years. He was a rabbi, he was a smicha student, he got a job in some shul someplace. And when the people in those days, people came to shul, they weren't so knowledgeable. And so they assumed, everyone was waiting to hear the shofar. So he said, after they blew the shofar, the place packed out. Everyone runs out, you know, that's it, you know, they go eat. All right, people are hungry. They said, be like a minute for marriage. Like, you know, storm out. So he decided to delay put the shofar along after marriage. Make sure that people stay, you know, for marriage. Okay, I mean, today, that's not the case in most of our shows. But anyway, but it's not such a big thing. At the end of the day, it's not such a big thing, shofar. There's a lot of drush about it. Salvation got a beautiful psalm that we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. Basically, it's a scream. We cry out. The whole day we've been davening. And we feel, the end of Yom Kippur, maybe I didn't say what I needed to say. Maybe I didn't say what I needed to say. Maybe I didn't express myself properly. Maybe I didn't reach with all my vidu and all that. Maybe at the end of Yom Kippur, you didn't, you know. So therefore, we just dump out one last tekiah. We call out because we always scream. It's like a miserable, you know, a scream from inside. Words fail me, you know, what can I do? So tekiah shofar is also a form of tefillah, whether it's, you know, in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's what I'm talking about Thursday a little bit. So this is the last pitch in case I didn't express myself. So now, that was a beautiful shot from salvation. But that's not Tosfos. Tosfos is Zecher Yovel, fine. Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, they blew the shofar. Yeah, it's once every 50 years. So we have a Zecher for it. So it's not that apparent. All right. Anyway, not like in Rosh Hashanah, we need to hear 30 kolos, it's a whole different story. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, the Dafka B'Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, the Mavira Arba'am Shus Rabbi Kisu the Raisa. We're only worried about Rosh Hashanah, or Yantef, or Shabbos, you know, we're carrying, okay, it's Nisr D'Raisa, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it's Nisr D'Raisa. But how vada yishlach Hashanah, Motzei Yom Kippurim, I feel in my beer, if the guy would carry it, Yom Kippur is technically over already. just that we don't end the Tiltei Havdalah. So therefore, it's only Issa Rabbanan. The time of, you might call it Tosefis or whatever. It's just, it's not such a big violation. So therefore, they didn't worry about somebody's going to do, you know, low gozer, you know, it's almost like exera, right? So, but what comes out is, again, that according to the Rosh Hashanah said, that during this time of Tosefis, what's usher during this extra time? Dafka the Rabbanan, that's a malacha. Okay, his language over here, I'll read it again. He says, Kanira de lo asuin exeris bisman tosef shabbos lachar tzeis makom kono avdola. V'dafka malachas asuros. L'vizah etroch v'yos adin l'achim. Yeah, so that's another dafka. Okay, one last one. If you want Arab and Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. I should have printed the background. But the issue is here about, you know, for Arab here, it's for Arab where let's say to Arab Tchumen. You want to go. So what do you have to do? You have to put the food in a place at the end of the 2,000 Amos and so on. You're calling a Shvisa there. Or another Arab, our regular Arab, Arab Chatzeris is a box of matzahs of food. But it has to be accessible. It has to be accessible. It has to be accessible on Shabbos. Theoretically, you have to put what we have an Arab Chatzeris, let's say, in our town. Most communities today, most Orthodox communities today have an Arab around the town. The word Arab is a slang. The word Arab is not the wires. Okay, the posts and the wires and the cross, the telephone, that's called the Tzitzis HaPesach. It looks like a doorway, right? Like a ches, two side posts and a cross post. So we build a series of those around the whole town. Most of the time we have to build it because we have telephone poles. All right, there's a way to do it. It can't be up from the side. It's got to be on top. All kinds of rules. But that's fundamentally what an Arab is. It's a series of doorways that go around the whole town. Let's say I have a house. I live in my house. I can carry indoors, right? What if my front door is open? I still carry. What if my front door, my back door is open? What if my front door, back door, side, everything's open? What if I have a house? Everything's open, right? And it's at the point that I have so many doors, there's more doors open than there is standing wall. Still okay, because you have this tzuris at Pesach, right? You have the door frame. So what we have around the towns, again, assuming it's only us in Durban to begin with to carry these cities as opposed to a big city, which is a different discussion, but let's say I live in Teaneck, so they're not Teaneck. It's not such a populated area. I mean, it's populated, but it's not like 600,000 people there. So everything was modeled after the Mishkan, right? So it's also 600,000 was the number of Jews there. But anyway, we build a series of what's called Tzuras HaPesach. The Eruv is actually, what do we do? That's not enough. You can't just build a series. You have to have some food in one central place, either in the shul or in the house of the rabbanim, whatever, and anybody can have access to it. That makes us all one big happy family. So anybody can go take food. So then that's the Eruv, actually. Just like Erev Tavshil, the food, right? So that's the actual Erev. But anyway, so the Erev has to be theoretically accessible on Shabbos. It talks about here, again, like the shofar and the tree. So the Mishnah there in Erevin, on Beis and Beis, is talking about where the Erev is up, you put the food up in a tree, but back to the treehouse, but the shofar was. Same place the shofar was. He put his sandwich or whatever he's using for the Erev, the box of matzahs or his. Whatever. Okay, so the point is that the Gemara says, and you're not supposed to climb on Shabbos. The Gemara says, well, that's no. Mishnah says that's no good because it's not accessible on Shabbos. Because you all have to climb the tree on Shabbos, right? That's the discussion there in Erev Lama Beis Mishnah and the Gemara. That's the background. Okay, the air is not accessible if it's up in a tree because of the issue of climbing the tree. So Gemara says, no. It's all what Rebbe says. Kol davar shu mishum shvus lo gozel ben hashmoshes. The ben hashmoshes, the air was accessible. Magic time. That's what Rashi says there in 88. Erev on the base of base. Banish the Hainu Shas Knias Erev. It came with the Hishaita Matsu Shakale. At that point, it was Banish Mosh's Erev Shabbos. You could still climb the tree. It was accessible. Nim says, Su'uda Haruil Abos Hashah. Okay? So this the Su'uda is fit for him at that time. The Lo Gozor of Banish Mosh's. The cave of the Banish Mosh's Sepo. Banish Mosh's is Suffolk Yom Suffolk Island. Right? Ushvus to Rabbana. The whole climbing is only Drabonan anyway. They weren't goes there at Drabonan in the moment of Ben HaShmoshes, right? In the time of Ben HaShmoshes, which is only, you know, we start Shabbos always in early this year. We start Shabbos Shkiah, right? Yeah, it's before Ben HaShmoshes. We don't end Shabbos till after Ben HaShmoshes, right? We're Machmer both ends, right? We're Machmer both ends because Ben HaShmoshes is suffix. It better be. So we start Shabbos before Shkiah, but the sunset, and we I'm talking about time now. I'm talking about starting Shabbos before sunset. And we end Shabbos after Ben HaShmoshes. That's why Shabbos is longer than 24 hours, right? Right, now we push the candlelight of 18 minutes before because one shita, the Iran. But anyway, but that twilight zone, literally, that twilight time, Ben HaShemashas, okay, is only Darbonon. Okay, but Mela, Rashi says, based on that Gemara, Rebbe's statement, Kodo Shushus, Lokozo, Ben HaShemashas, right? The Gzeru, climbing the tree doesn't apply, Ben HaShemashas. Okay?
So, want to ask the question here.
Why?
Because it seems
like
the fact you get
something
on Erev Shabbos carries over
to
the rest of Shabbos. Right? The food needs to be accessible throughout Shabbos.
No.
So the fact that it was accessible at
Erev
Shabbos means that
we
extend that.
That's an interesting aspect. Here, the fire burned the whole time. It was like, you know, it wasn't that it was a continuous action. That's why you can relate it back. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's the same thing. Anyway, so the Tosafot there in Erev says, okay, again, he says, okay, so Tosafot makes a thing. Again, we don't have to go through the details of Sugi now, but what emerges from there, from the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? That there was no Gzeira Ben Hashmashas. Okay? But Shetha's point is that there's no Gzeira Ben Hashmashas. But if something would be a Melacha Drabbanan, right, the other category, that would apply Ben HaShemashas. And that's what Tosafot perhaps is hinting at here, on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, which is, you know, the Sugya is taught on the day of peace, but it, you know, continuing on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, so Tosafot there says, oh, okay, something which can easily lead you, okay, but Kal, lovely, the Yisra Daraisa, which sounds like more like in the category of what? Of Melacha Daraisa. It's so similar, okay, it's so similar. So there are filu rebbe mode to be yes gozo ben hashmoshes. That's a malacha drabbanan. You follow? And that's the shach is the suggestion. Okay, then just to finish this point, Shulchan Aruch says rules this way. Some shin mem bei simalam or chaim obviously. Kol adram shem assume with the bei sofrim or gozo ben hashmoshes. Who says shem dvar mitzvah dochak? Whatever he said, dochak means keitzad mutal ben hashmoshes laalos beilon. Allah shalom ben amayim lohavi lover shofar ben hashmoshes. Okay, so the Mishabura there, it's a cotton olive, right, that Lishna the Chol Lav Dafka. The Shulchan says, Kol Hadvarim Shema Surma Debre Sofrim, Lo Gozo Alein Ben Hashmashos. Kol, even though it means all, and that would seem to mean everything, but he says it Lav Dafka. Okay, the Yeish Dvarim Shema Surma Debre Sofrim, the Gozo Alein Ben Hashmashos. There are things which are Midrabanim, which are applicable Ben Hashmashos. So the Shulchan Aruch's language here, Mishabur says, see that Mishabur in 91? He's saying, Lav Dafka. Because there are some things that, yes, Avot Tzarich Mitzvah, Kegon. Okay, and he brings various examples, like carrying certain things or whatever. Why? Like Tosa says, Atam, second line of the Mishabur, the Shulchan Aruch, Atam, Mishum Dehaim, Krovim Lavo Lidei Melacha Gemura Doraisa. So therefore, Gozbem Tfei, okay? You know, he mentions Malchus Gufa is stricter. We mentioned, but here what Shechta said, this is basically what he thinks is happening. Those things which are pure gzeira, okay, that when we make Ben Hashmashas lo gozo. But something which is like Tosafot says over there, the bekal yavol idei se deraisa. The Mishabura says krovim lovol idei malacha gmur deraisa, which we call that a malacha drabanan. Okay, that taka will be also Ben Hashmashas. That's why the lashon of kol. Is Lav Dafka. The Bir Halacha there in 92. He has the he says to Mr. Guru, the Prima Gadam is Mr. topic about it. My time attacker, you know, these things in Ben Hashmash and so on. But anyway, that's the so Binagela Malacha, then you know all the dinim and all the chum is applied. But okay, to Xeris, there are certain kulas and chumas. Okay, Adka here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was again. If you want to read this through,
What's the Shulchan Aruch really
at? Where?
In Siman Shemadah.
No, it's Paskin like this. Paskin. That's it.
No.
But I really want to read out the Mishabur because the Shulchan Aruch is like the Gemara's Lashon. It's Kol Hadvarim. Like Kol Hadvarim. I mean, the Gemara quoted Rebbe. Gemara quoted Rebbe. Whatever you say, kol dover shem mishum shvus. So that prompts the Shulchan Aruch to use that lashon. But the Mishum Shvus points out, it's not kol dover, there's certain things. And the Tosafot already made that point. And that was the Tosafot that I read in the Alam Gimel Aleph, the Masa Vaha. Near Ali, the Bechalanu came in certain examples. Because Tosafot asked, what do you mean other than we do see Bein HaShemashim? The answer is, so there was the so, you know, that we have this killing. Okay? I can't, yeah, go ahead.
One more question, sorry. Since they're both on the third line from the bottom on the right side, yeah. Both games are Rama Huda Raisa.
Yeah, the Rambam, yeah.
The Rambam says it's
Arisa? The Rambam says, yeah. Yeah, like Sifek Abiyuda, I think, right? Remember? Remember? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. So that's the end of that issue. Eretz Yisrael involved, yeah. I mean, you can look at it like, now, you ask me, do you have to chazer each one of these individual cases? No, we'll get to it in the malacha, but it's important to see the overview in terms of what is it, you know, what the different types of drabbanan. Then there was a third type of drabbanan, and that's what we finish off with now, starting with Source 93. Okay, there are certain other things which do not fall into either of those above categories, but they're usher on Shabbos, drabbanan. They're not malachas, they're isa. They're not malachas drabbanan. They're not even gzeiros drabbanan unless you come to do a malacha deraisa. But there are things that are not allowed. And with the, back again in 22, that the Tiferes Yisrael called that tirchi yisirta. Okay, another type of category. So we'll begin already with something in Navi. I mentioned this in the past. Yeshaya Perak Nunchas Posik Gimel 93. In Toshim Yishav Zaglecha Sos Kabbal Tzechli Yom Tochi. So several different things are mentioned in this pasuk. First of all, we should just know the language used to refer to something in Navi is often Divrei Kabbalah. You see the expression Divrei Kabbalah, it's not talking about mysticism. What they call it in English, Kabbalah. I don't know, it was one time popular, I don't think anymore. The one time popular, certain Hollywood people went to Kabbalah. Okay, maybe still is, I don't know, but but when it says Divrei Kabbalah, it means Navi. Okay, why it's called Divrei Kabbalah? I didn't print it in the Makar, it's because there's a Rashi and Kul and Kuf Lam and Zayin and Aleph. Okay, they were last called Torah's Moshe. He says it's called Kabbalah because the Nevi'im received the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's called Divrei Kabbalah. Nevi'im, huh? Kul and Kuf Lam and Zayin and Aleph, they were last called Torah's Moshe. Okay, and other places, there are a few places you can, sure you can do a Bar Ilan search and see where it says Divrei Kabbalah, Rashi, for them. But it'll say if they received it in Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? They received it in Ruach HaKodesh. There's a big question. Is Divrei Kabbalah considered like Divrei Torah? So Divrei Kabbalah is like higher than a plain Rabbanan, but not as high as the Daraisa. Okay? The Pemugodim in his Psicha Kolelas, in the general introduction, Pemugodim, you know, says in some ways Divrei Kabbalah like Divrei Torah in the sense that Sveika also. I usually say Sveika Daraisa Lachuma. What about Divrei Kabbalah? So some Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah. Okay. Anyway, let me just be aware of that term. Yeah. What's that?
Is that
explicit anymore? It's not explicit anymore. I don't think
it's
explicit. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Not so simple. Anyway, the Gemara in Shabbos, based on that, on Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph. Okay, Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel based. The Gemara 94. The Gemara says, Darshan that pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeah, that happens to be the pasuk. It's the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. It says, "V'chibarato me'asos drachecha." V'chibarato. What does that mean? Shelo yehei malbushcha shul Shabbos k'malbushcha shul chol. Should not dress on Shabbos. I could dress on a weekday, right? Unfortunately, a lot of people are mixed on that, especially Shabbos Yiftirim, especially in the summer. You know, people go to the park, they go here, they're dressed in gym clothes or whatever. Not quite, maybe, but not big day Shabbos. Problem, I think it's not right.
Special
okay, huh? Special okay. So Rashi says because Kihod Rabbi Yochanan Karla Lamana Machbudusai, Rechabdusai, that clothing is sometimes cool. Clothes give a dignity and honor of a person, so a person should look akavadik, right? Your clothes should look like a, I think Lahabdul Shakespeare said, for off the clothes proclaim the man, right? The person, you know, how you go to a job interview, you don't come in a t-shirt, unless you're trying out for a baseball team. But you know, regular job interview, you don't go dressed like a schlub, right? Anyway, you're going to dress down Friday. Okay, anyway, that's a chibar of the Masos Drachecha. Next Rashi, next piece of Gemara, Masos Drachecha. It's the next phrase in that pasuk. Shaloya hiluchach shal Shabbos, kiluchach shal chol. You shouldn't even walk or move around on Shabbos, same we do in a week. You'll see what this means. Chafatzecha asurin. Your normal, you know, desires and wants are not applicable for Shabbat, not appropriate for Shabbat. Chafatzeh shamayim mutar, but things the mitzvah to armutar. And dvar davar acher shalei diborcha shal Shabbos ki diborcha shal. We shouldn't even talk on Shabbos, but the same type of topics we talk on a weekday. Dibor also here mutar. You think okay. All right, yeah.
Well, is there a meaningful difference that the Gemara mentions Usher and Usher and Usher for the last two but not for the earlier? Or
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because that's just explaining what type of Dibor. It's a sub. Sub phrase. Okay. Now, what is Mimso Chavtil? Let's look at Rashi. Mechum Zos, Mechab, Balayim, fine. The Huach, the Gemara explained. Mimso Chavtil, Kehuda, Mimbe, Erbun, Lam, Chesim, Beis. Lo Yitayel, Odom, Lesov, Sodeh, B'Shabbos, Leida, Mahi, Tzvich, Achar, Shabbos. You don't go on Shabbos, your field. You know, on Shabbos, I'm not going to do anything in my field. But, you know, let me go to the end of the field, see if they need to water there. So tomorrow morning, I'll know after Shabbos, I can water. That's what we do on Shabbos, to see what it needs. Okay? Chetzeh Shemayim, the time we can calculate stoke, or Meshadchen, I'll let you know, we can make a Shidduch, you know, like it's one of those mirrors, a little Shadduch Abonon, so I need it. Okay. So, let's see. Okay, so, you're not supposed to on Shabbos think about business and business calculations and all kinds of stuff like that. But here, I can think about it, you know, but you're not supposed to talk business on Shabbos. People think if you say the magic Yiddish words, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, then everything's good. And it's like I potted myself. And it's an old joke. You know, right? A guy comes to somebody Friday night in the shul, and I see you selling your car. Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'll give you 20,000 for it. So the guy said, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'm not taking less than 24. Okay? So you see the next morning, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'll give you 22. I feel like, well, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'll give you, I'm going to sell for 23.5. So a guy comes back later, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'll give you 23.5. Said, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I already sold it to somebody else. Yeah.
Earlier, the Rashi before, said, Lay Tile Adam was if they have Shabbos Tila, my Tila. So that's in the here, that's in the mind.
It's an interesting question, but the going and the walking at the end of the field is the action.
He didn't say it.
That's good horror. But I think the idea is he's going over there to do it. Okay, now, so look at the Rambam, Parakov Talalach Aleph, look at Shabbos, 97. Yeish Dvarim, Shein Asur, Shabbos, Afal Pi, She'enam Dom HaMalacha, Ve'enam Mevi L'Day HaMalacha. They don't fit in any of the Shavuos categories we mentioned heretofore, right? They don't match any of them. They're not Dom HaMalacha, and they're not leading to HaMalacha. U'mipnei Ma Nesru, they're still Asur on Shabbos. It's not a Malacha, they're Isa for sure. It's not a Malacha Dabon, it's not a Gzer Dabon, to use Hashem, someone else, it's nothing. So what's also? Shem Shneimar, he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay, lefichach also adam laharach bechavotzim b'Shabbos. Vafilu daber b'hen kigidoshi daber im shutfo ma'yim kol amachar. To talk to your business partner tomorrow, you'll come over, I'll make this deal, and so on. Okay, ma'yik ne hechiv ne ba'izeh. All these types of kiyotzim are also. That's daber dover also and so on. Those are all things which again are not in the category of any of the above. That's also also on Shabbos. Now.
Is it higher or lower?
Well, the ones that are learned from Dibur Kabbalah seem to be at least in some ways higher, but certainly not lower. Okay. Now, Halacha Dal Rama writes Mutal Ad Nomer LaPoel Hanira Shutam Shutam Ad Mila Arab. Alor Malo Hayin Nochem Li. You can tell a guy, you know, I'll see you after Shabbos. He's coming to work. You see the babysitter, something like that. But you can't say be ready this and this time. Okay. We get the Rambam, and he also writes also the Harbos Vesicha B'Tehel B'Shabbos. Don't have too much idle chatter on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, you know, see these quickly. This is very simple. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Aleph Sif Aleph. Ain Loretz b'Shabbos. She's not run on Shabbos. No jogging, okay, on Shabbos. Okay, or exercise. Elim Kein L'Dvar Mitzvah. Unless you write the Shul, yeah. No, she said Elim. That's a good question. Hold on. Elim Kein L'Dvar Mitzvah. Gonna be Sakneset. Okay, let's go. And Ramo as V'Asul So Yosef Aleph Siachas. Don't jump too much. Take huge steps and so on. Okay, so it's mutal tzarach mitzvah. Apparently, in this case, anyway, your pleasure would not be enough because it's against hiluchah. Against hiluchah. What's mitzvah chavtzah? Shomar alchusim shinvav sifalav. Mitzvah chavtzah chavatzecha surim. Afilu b'davar she'ena osis shum malachas. No malachah. What else? Go. You make various plans, okay? You know, you're looking over your business things, or you're figuring out what to pack because you're going on a trip, or you need the next day, okay? So you can get out right after Shabbos. Yeah, you read through Shulchan Aruch. And you walk past, you look, you check, you know, what time's the train leaving after Shabbos. You're not doing anything now on Shabbos. You're doing all these things, you know. You're inspecting, you're building a new house here. So you walk by to see, oh, how to do it. You walk around, inspect it, you know, to look at it. Okay. You're reading.
Even for
what you're not going to do any malacha now, but you're looking at it, you're reading an instruction manual, you know. And,
so you can plan for Easter
Shabbos. Yeah, right. But when you're doing it, it's going to be mutter, it's going to be Saturday night, it's going to be Sunday. But on Shabbos, right. I shouldn't read the instruction manual. How is that I'll be able to sit? I have a whole afternoon free. You know, it's summertime, so 6 hours till Minchan. Because my wife wants me to build this cabinet. Okay, so I'll look at the instruction manual now. That'll save me time later, that kind of stuff. Okay, or how to book, you know, all these types of things. That's what I'm. Okay, or I'll browse in a store. I'm not going to buy anything, I'll find something. I'll browse. Oh, just look, I'll walk on a boardwalk the other day, some place. The boardwalk, they have all the shops. So I'll poke in here on Shabbos and I'll say, oh, this is okay. I may come back next week and buy it. I mean, I'll do that. That's all I'm so happy about. Question? Okay. The Simon Shin Zion. See, there's all different Simon on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to put them all together, but in the Shulchan Aruch, they're different. The Dabir Dabir. Shall the Borcha Shul Shabbos, Kadi Borcha Shul Chol. Hilchach Asal Omer. Dabir Ploni Esel Avachar. I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to do this business deal tomorrow. Don't talk about it. For the Sikha Dela and Taylor House, not Sikha the Taylor, and the Ramor writes, and this is a tough one, Ubanada Shasipur Shmos, Dibre Chidushim, Onigalahan, that's your question, Mutal Sapra Mishab Shmos, but any other people who enjoy talking about the news, politics, whatever, okay, so then they can talk about on Shabbos, but Misha Enom is Anik, Osul Omer Kadesh is Anik Bem Chaber, you shouldn't, you know, just because your friend likes to talk about it, you don't talk about it. You know, in many Shabbos times, talking about politics. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure. Maybe he doesn't say it by right. He didn't give that hint to the Ramon. It's a good question. Because more physical is really doing something as opposed to, I don't know. I mean, again, you know, there's something to get these newspapers, the local quote unquote Jewish newspapers. You know, my wife doesn't, don't read on Shabbos, just going to get aggravated. But most of the stuff in there is aggravated. Yeah.
I don't know if this is reading too far. I feel you're trying to push too far, but can you, if you enjoy talking the topic, but you're doing it because you enjoy when the other person's happy. And
okay, I hear.
Does that make sense?
Maybe.
It kind of sounds like your oneg comes first.
But he's saying you get oneg out of helping somebody else. That is a joy.
Right.
As soon as you I'm not sure. A few other, and I could, there was a discussion as well. All right, next.
We'll talk about things that you want to do.
I understand, I think you're right. That's true, you have to talk to something else. Yeah.
What about like study on Shabbos?
Yes, I'm not really talking about Hachana. It's another issue, a direct preparation, but to study secular studies on Shabbos because it's a big exam, I thought it's questionable. Okay, unless your mom is just going to scare you, like go back to owning, it's going to upset you so much you can't. But I mean, you can't do math and kind of thing. But okay, to read the history books, I don't recommend it unless your mom is stuck, you know, the final Sunday morning, and you know. All right, a few other examples. Not in that. Those are the three things learned from Navi, right? The Vasos Chetzicha. Okay. In addition to that, there is the category again that the first shawl they mentioned before, and that's called Tircha Yeserud, something which is very, very strenuous to do. Not technical malacha, but it's strenuous. So the mission in Shabbos Kuchav Kuchav Vav Amid Beis 101 says Mefan and Afila Arba Chamesh Kupos Shal Tevim Shal Tur. Let's say you need the space, you have boxes of straw, or whatever is fruit, whatever is it, and you need the space for something. So a guest come by or whatever, a space for people to learn, whatever it is, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, okay? Why wouldn't you allow it to be? So Rashi says, Divra Masa Mafana, that's the beginning of Parakim Shabbos, okay? And obviously we're talking about things that are not muktzah, Okay, so Kafana means you can clear out the area. The top looks it. Okay, boxes of stuff. Okay. So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Avalo is a hotzer. Okay. What's the concern? So Rashi says, if it's just clearing out a few boxes, lo chashina, look at this with that Rashi. Kufchav, Vavim, Beis, and Shabbos, Timas, Mephanim. The lo chashina, look, tircha, b'shabbos. That we're not worried about tircha. Implying more than that, there's a real thing, it is a problem of tircha and Shabbos. That's the otzer. Okay? And what's with the otzer? So the Gemara explains, I didn't go into the whole Gemara, but maybe, you know, the otzer was muksa stuff because it was, the otzer means it was sealed, it wasn't usable for Shabbos. Some of that usable of Shabbos becomes muksa, or Tosfos says you clear out. Gemara says you clear out a whole area, so you'll end up maybe smoothing again at the dirt floor. Remember Mashva Gumos? You drag everything out. It doesn't look nice to smooth the floor, which is a problem on Shabbos. That's the Rambam Paskins. Parak Kafalam of the Shabbos of Beis talks about Mashva Gumos. It's like Chayav Mishum Choresh, and he says Mafanes Aotu B'Shabbos Mishum Tzorach Lo Dvar Mitzvah Kigon Shiachnis Ba'Orchim. Don't clear out the whole place because I end up wanting to make it look nice. So leave some stuff in there. Shulchan Aruch also, some Shin Lam Gimel Sefala 4:104. Otsa shel tua or shel karayim. Afal pisha mutzah istavon asul ahaschul bo lefan to begin. Okay, again to do the whole job. All right.
Clean job.
Right, because you'll end up smoothing out the floor. Okay. You don't
clear. That's
right, that's right, Malacha. Right, so that's a little different. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for reminding that. That's not what Rashi said, right? That's about the Otsar. But the other thing, if there's a few boxes, not a Tircha Yisera. And again, it's a little bit difficult to pinpoint, okay? The Mishabur, it's got an Aleph, talks about the problem of Muktzah, we mentioned. Okay, according to the other view, it's he mentions that Tom. Look at the end of the Mishnah about Aleph, but it talks about the Haskel Bol Fanoso to empty out the Otsar. You're not allowed to do that for a Dvar Rishus. That Tom Mishum Tircha. So he mentioned, and then he also mentioned something else. We'll get back to a moment. Uvdin Dechol. It's a weekday activity. You know, the type of thing you would ordinarily do on the weekday, and I think the categories like this, an everyday type of activity. Is mutter on Shabbos if there's a tzorich. It's cleaning out something because company's coming. You got to bring chairs off, that type of stuff. You know, people come over, you want to bring up the chairs. You're also going to share brachas. Okay. But if it's something you never ordinarily do, you don't do that on a regular weekday. You do it from time to time, like cleaning out your garage. You got all kinds of junk in the garage. You know, on Shabbos, it's a good time. I'll go clean out, make Seder out of the garage. Okay. That you wouldn't do on a regular, it's not a regular weekday activity. Yeah, from time to time, people clean out their garage. Okay, but that kind of thing would be in the category of Tircha Yisera. Okay? So, yeah. Another example. Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph and Shabbos, Tanar Bonin. Ka'aros, cleaning the dishes, doing the dishes. The silverware. Ka'aros, She'achal Behen Argus. Plates and dishes used Friday night. So Madicha Lechol Ben Shachar, you want to use them again Shabbos lunch, you have to clean them, that's okay. Shachar is Madicha Lechol Ben Mitzrayim, for afternoon, for Shal Shudas, whatever. Tzorayim, Madicha Lechol Ben Mincha, late in the day. But when Mincha, Eilach Shuv Eino Madicha. After that, you can't wash, you don't need those anymore. Okay, says the Gemara. Aval Kosos, cups, pitchers, and flasks, and stuff like that, that you can do anytime because you take a drink. People often just need to take a drink. They're not a coincidence. Let me sit down and have a drink. You grab a drink, you know, so even late in the day, you might want another drink so you can clean out the glasses, the cups, the things you're drinking later in the day. That's the Gemara, okay? And what's the reason for this? Because Rashi says, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Aleph Shuv Eino Madichan, why are you doing it? If it's late in the day already, why are you washing dishes? Because you're doing it for the weekdays. It's not appropriate. Okay.
How come he doesn't say because you're preparing for
after shots? Not sure. Just saying,
he's saying that this
hadachah
is like what the hole is already like.
You're saying it's achana. Good question. I've talked about achana a different time, but there's a crossover. Okay. The Rambam Perkav Gimel Halacha Zayin. The chain chalak chain chovan al kosu chalav. Also ladiach karos ulfasin or pots and pins. Okay. The other nation kimasakin. And he says a different thing. It's like you're making something suitable, which wasn't suitable. Unless you need it for another meal, that Shabbos. And Shtia, he says, you can always do. Okay?
Mishum, what does he mean that you're making the sakin?
Because you're taking something which is, it isn't useful in its current state, and make it filthy, and you've got grease on it, now it makes it useful. That's the Rambam. Okay? But he didn't mention Torah. I admit it. He doesn't. He mentions the, sakin. Shulchan Aruch is also not clear what the issue is. It's in Shinuchav Gimel Sevvah. Madichin Kelim Tzarech Hayom can wash whatever silverware and dishes you need for the day because you've got another meal to eat. Kigon Shinishalo Adayin Tzulechom. Aval Achar Sulishlishi is Ein Madichin. But not after Shalshudis. And Kleishtiya is Mutter because Kol Ha'am Arlishtiya. Fine. The Mishra Brua in Sivkot and Chav Ches writes, even if you know you don't need these kelim further, then you're not allowed to wash mishum Torah. So Mishum Brurah does mention mishum Torah. So that means it's an additional concern or it's the only concern, I'm not sure. Okay? But anyway, that's in terms of tircha. The other thing we mentioned in that context is uvdu dechol, something which is a weekday type activity. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Gimon Beis, Chavis Shinishpah, barrel, wine barrel that broke. And now the wine's dripping out and going to waste. So Matzilin him and a Muslim Shalom Suvis. You can, go ahead and bring Kalin somewhere else and, fill up 3 meals worth of the wine that's dripping out of that, preserve that. Okay? But not more. Okay? Not more. All right, because again, it's typically schlepping all the. I have a huge barrel. I'm not talking about a little barrel. Like in a wine, sorry, huge barrels. So I'm going to schlep every kale that I have. That's typically a Sarah. So you're allowed to do what you need for the meals, but that's it. Okay. Now you can also tell people you don't want to go to waste. You can tell other people, whoever wants, come take some wine. So they can also take 3. Ovad so yisfog. This one, maybe you put those cloths in to stop it up, and then squeeze it out. That's a different story. Okay. Rashi says, Kuf Mem Gimel Beis, Chavis Matzilim and Amazon Shalosus, Bafila with Caleb Harbe. Even if even if you use more than one cleave for the meals, it's okay. You have a Chadmana, I'm recalling the Kama of the Baimotzel. With one cleave, it's not a tikkah. You can preserve whatever you got, and you can keep going back with the same cleave. That's something different. They can preserve whatever we got. Okay, we get the idea. All right. But if you look in that's the Mishnah. If you look in the Gemara on that Sugya and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Gimel Beis, Tana, Lo Yitzvah B'Yayim, Lo Yitzvah B'Shemen, Shalo Yaseh K'derech Shu Oseh B'Chol. You don't take the wine and the oil out in a way you take it out on a weekday. Tana Rabbana, Nispazolo Peres B'Chotzer. Fruit, the tree claps or whatever, there's fruit scattered all over your yard. So, melaket al-yad, al-yad, okay, pick them up one at a time and eat them. Avalola toch hasal, you can't now take your fruit basket that you normally have with you in the field, you pluck fruit off the tree and put it in your basket, that you're not allowed to do. Shalo yaseh kederek shu osa mechol. Because that's the normal way you operate on a weekday. Right? And Rashi explains, okay, you can do it with your hand and so on. But Vasua Mishum Uvdin Nechol. It's called Uvdin Nechol, weekday activity, not Shabbistic activity. Rambam 2, Parakov Beis, Nechol Shabbos, Alokha Tezayim, 115. Talks about the Chavis case. Okay. Shem Yaseh, Kederach, Shehoz Nechol, Shema Yabba all the day. It's an interesting thing. He says that doing it like a weekday fashion, you'll forget, you'll squeeze and do other things as well. Okay? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules too. It's in Shin Lam and Hei Sifala, the Gzeir Shem Yisro. So that's interesting. Uvda the Chol, if you do it, you'll end up doing something that's even more usher. But even if it doesn't lead to that, it's still usher if it's a weekday type activity. Because once you say it's Shem Yisro, then it goes back to being another type of Gzeir. Here we're looking at these types of Gzeirs, which are not... which are not the category of any of the above. All right? Another case, the Mishnah Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph.
Well, the end of that, Shulchan Aruch says, well, if you were Yeshua,
Yeah, okay, right. Okay, well, he mentioned it. Right.
It's interesting, because he was saying the reason why you can't do it the way you normally do it during the week is because you might have Shechita.
But even if there would not be a concern of sleep, then you still can't do it because it still looks like.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, because the question is, even lekach shashchita, right, that's important. Okay, even if don't shashchita, then shorasa, yeah, good, good point, correct. All right, again, there's two things, that's what I said. It harkens back to the original type of derashema, but also derashem smuchol, both. Okay, and some activities, both are at once, both are possibilities. The Mishnah Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph 117 says Sochen. Sochen is rubbing oil. Umemashmashin, you can even like smooth it in, massage it in by hand. Avalom is amlin. Amel is amlin, right? Like vigorously rub it in. Rome is garam, scraping. You different type of things with oils on your body. Okay, Rashi says Avalom is amlin l'shavshik v'koch. Avalom is garam. And so why? Avalom uvda l'chol. That's the weekday type of a thing. You put oil, rub oils in vigorously and so on. And it also matters what are you using. So if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Shin Chav Zayin, Sim Gimel, Ein Megadrin Mekli Ha'osir Lekach. Okay, I don't agree that the Rashi didn't seem to say that, but he said if it's a type of, you're using the Kli, it's only done. Megadrin again means some sort of a brushing. There's only a problem with the Kli. All right. Ain Megardin, but Clea Osulaka.
What was
Megardin? It's about brushing.
Brushing
the
oil?
No.
Yeah.
You gotta brush the dirt off.
So you can use a comb to brush dirt off? That doesn't sound.
I don't know what you could. I mean, you can't. No, you say you can't do this with a Clea. You can do it with your hands, you know.
And so you brush oil into your skin?
You could do that. Yeah, that's the yeah. That's true. I don't know. Miss Garin, the mission is scraping off. Maybe that's what it is.
Like, yeah. Some kind of
you gotta get a remover. Maybe that's what it is. I have to look it up. Ain't Megarin in the Kriyasulika.
Scrape
everything, but yeah, I'm sorry. Stop brushing to get some off. Yeah, it's brushing to remove something. Cook that I caught. You know.
So when would you not be allowed to do this?
Because
he seems to be saying the second half.
If it's really, where's the language? Yadar el But if it's just down a little dirty, you know, just like a little spot and so on, so you leave it alone.
So that's considered a
tzara kavah. Right, maybe that would be the category. But again, what's the whole reason? Because it's over the chol. But if it's a tzara, then it's okay. All right, so again, these are examples, tirchi yaseiru, over the chol, the three things from the pasuk in the Navi, chavetzecha, and v'msho cheftecha, v'davar, right? Those are all things that are also not as malacha, not as zeresh, most of them not as zeresh shema, although we said by some, maybe zeresh shema. But not the ones in Navi. And then you have these other things, Tirchi Yisera and the Chol. One last thing we should be aware of, and this will finish off, okay? The Gemara says in Shabbos, even when you're doing the mitzvah, Yud Beis Mabeis, going over, Yud Beis Mabeis, or Yud Beis Mabeis, okay? Machlokas, can you be Meshanech babies and so on, or teach kids? So some people say, Beis Shammai say it's Osir, and Beis Silla say it's Yeah, Mishach Rabbanos teaching children in Lamdo Sefer, Tino Lamdo Sefer. It's also in that same Piyot, Ayedidus, Tino Lamdo Sefer. All right, anyway, these things we don't do, but Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Matirin. Why? So look in Rashi, Beis Hillel Matirin. Why? To Kasari Cheftzicha below Cheftzich Shemayim. Okay? Cheftzicha below Cheftzich Shemayim. Okay? What's Usher is only. But things which are mitzvah oriented, shidduch, mevakachola, benachav avelim, and so on, that's chefzei shamayim. That is not included other mitzvah chefzecha. What's also on Shabbos is chefzecha, not chefzei shamayim. And
what about
the Lamdo Unda? Yeah, well, not if it involves a halacha, but talking about the train. That's considered a mitzvah. Because one of the things a father, the mission of Oren Kedushin, is one of the things a parent does to do for a child, a father does to do for a child, teach him elements. So it's considered mitzvah oriented.
Wow, so, so according to Beisilli, you can even do that on Shabbos. So that means that someone could study psychology.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Somebody could need it for parnosa. Okay? So what I want to get to is as follows. Ein menachemim. Why don't we comfort a mourner? Yishum de mitzar, im a mitzarin. Because it's going to depress you. Now you feel bad. Most people don't go to a base level of menachemim. They come out, well, I had a great time there. Okay, that's not what happens. You also feel bad. Yeah.
I thought it was that you weren't supposed to mourn on Shabbos.
So there's no actual nihugia bells on Shabbos. But I'm saying I'm going to go over, not sit in Shabbos, but I'll go over and, you know, wish him. So they shouldn't do that. But the only thing is, the Gemara has a caveat. Because Basil says it's allowed. Basil says it's allowed. So the Ram and the Rambam Paskin, which will be in Parakov Dalach Hay. Well, let's look at the Gemara first. Gemara says, Basil about to now, top of Yud Beis and Beis, second part of 121. Yehuda Omer, Hamokim Yirachem Alecha V'alchol Yisrael. Yehuda Omer, Hamokim Yirachem Alecha V'alchol Yisrael. Shem Yisrael, B'kin Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Lizok, Rufu HaKov Alecha. You had an expression of Mishmer, and our custom. Shabbos, Yud Beis and Beis. So the Chazan says, Mishmer HaKol, Shabbos, Shem Yisrael. When I was a kid, when I was little. I said Melizik, I thought it was a Yiddish word. Shabbos Melizik. It's Melizok. Shabbos is not a proper day, Lizok, to cry out. It's like, this is Shabbos, go ahead. Right? Shabbos, I shouldn't really cry out, but this whole is in danger. Probably should only really say, I don't know, because they trouble them. But we probably only say, Mishaber Kochola. Like, the kind of guy is seriously ill. Some people have lists, and I'm not crazy, I have Mashal too. List of people, they're on the hip, you don't have time, you don't know whether they're still chola, do they die, do they get better? Okay, we ask people once a month to clear up the chola list. So again, there are a lot of people, Tzorcha Amacham, a lot of people in the Jerusalem, I understand it. Okay, and Baruch Hashem, you know, when I was sick last year, they said, Tilman and Shira benefited me 100%. And I believe very strongly in the value of dying when somebody's sick. But the problem is that, you know, people don't really pay attention, they don't listen, and, you know, be quiet during Shira, and answer me, you know, it's a tefillah. We're not sensitive to it. But even having said that, you know, some posts can feel that on Shabbos, it's not appropriate on Shabbos to cry out for these things. We don't even say the weak dish when asked on Shabbos. Not that it's usher to say the weak dish when asked on Shabbos. No, isser. Matter of fact, there's halacha, okay, that if you started by mistake, could happen Friday night, right? You're really tired. So you say a killer kodesh, you go out to Chanon Daz, and oh, what are you doing, right? You know what you're supposed to do? Finish the bracha. Bracha to Chanon Daz, whatever bracha you're up to. Most people catch themselves by so, that's you catch yourself, right? And you went on it, and then you try to like fix your shirt. Anyway, it's not what you're thinking. But you finish the bracha. So I'm saying, no iser to say the brachas on Shabbos. Because our work, my triach is to worry about our weekday things on Shabbos. So we shouldn't. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I think, as a Jew, he says he's strongly against these mishaberos on Shabbos. But he said, what can I do? It's a minigun. He couldn't change it. So I'm not either. But the bottom line is that, you know, but you're supposed to say Shabbos Yom Lizer. Or, right? You know, you shouldn't really cry out. Rashi Tzorch Laharchiv Daitam Etan Chomen. Shalom Yitzhar. You tell him, today's not a day. Cry. You try. Like you said, the person that's in Shiva, you try him. Shabbos and today's not a day. Cry out. Let's, you know, you comfort him that way. And they have different discourses in the Gemara or as by Menachem Avol also. Titan Rabbanon, last line of the basement of source 11, the top of the basement base. Titan Rabbanon, Nichlas Vakas, Chol Omer Shabbos, Muzik, or Fuk, Mavol, Remember Yechul, and Sutrachim. So the Rambam Paskins, that you can. I mean, that's a different reason. You always include other Jews. So let's say Besoch Chol Yisrael, or by Menachem Avol, we say Besoch Avel Tzim Yisraelim. The Rambam mentions Hilchos Shabbos Perach Avdal Achayi 124. Mevatkin Cholim Umenachem Avol Avel on Shabbos. Hanichnas Vakas Chol Omer Shabbos Mezuk Rufur Kol Avol. And by Menachem you also say you know Mokim Menachem Eschem Shabbos Himelachem. Rather, you say Shabbos Himelachem. Shulchan Aruch Dor Chaim Sin Reish Shabbos Himelachem. Shabbos is not the day we do it.
And we say what?
That's Shabbos Himalachim. We'll see in a second. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Mishabur does. The Shulchan Aruch says it in Mishpe Zayin Stifalim. Yichol Nachem Velim Shabbos. Bechen Yichol Vakas Acholim. But v'lo yomer lo keder shomer lo b'chol. Like we said before, you don't do it the same way as on a weekday. Ella, it's another benefit. You don't do it the same as a weekday. Ella omer lo Shabbos imelizakur for kolo racham ruv m'shavtim shomer. Okay, and the Ramos says that last phrase we don't say. We just say the first thing. Okay, you look in the Mishabura, it's called Aleph. Really, I read in the Gemara, Bekoshi, he tear l'nachem avel mavakir chol m'shavtim. Chalamim allowed it because it was convenient for people. They didn't really like it. Now came to the Mishabura, lo yofa osin osin shakol yimei shavua ein olchem rak m'shavtim. It's not right that people, sometimes you're away, you're here, the only time you go to Shabbos. Okay, but the Mishabura says, other than that, you really shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Okay? And you shouldn't tell him the words, either the Chola or the Avel, you shouldn't tell him the words which you which you would say on a weekday. Rather, okay, because that's causing the star and the cry, which I'll do on Shabbos. Rather, you say, Shabbos yom lizik or for korban avodah. The Mishabura says, but Gimel adds, that's going on b'kacholim. There you have the phrase. Okay, the end of the Mishabura and Gimel, some Resh Pei Zayin. Right, the Shabbos and Shabbos. Again, if you have no choice, it's the only day you can go, you're going out of town, and my person lives, whatever it is, you can't do it on weekday, so then you can do it even on Shabbos.
How come
so,
this
Nusach
isn't said when the Avil walks into the show Friday
night? Well, when the Avil walks into the show Friday night, we say Amokum, because that's really technically the Rur Makabal Shabbos here. We do Dafka right before Miz Mashiach, right? So right now, Top Nichma Velim. Real, so that's why it's still technically a weekday. So we still say that then we move on Mizrashim. That's how we do it then. Okay, right after Lachadon, they write before Mizrashim. Okay. And the problem is by us, it's already after dark anyway. That's a different problem. It's really sick about Shabbos.
Really,
right,
so it's after dark.
Yeah. Okay, we haven't officially accepted Shabbos. That's the time. The last two things I just printed, you asked before about someone who's owning from running. And I'm not, I have to find out why runners do this, We said before, you're not supposed to feel bad on Shabbos and depressed on Shabbos. So we take a look. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. You don't fast on Shabbos. Okay? What about a person who enjoys fasting? Okay? Adam, Hamis Ane, Bechol, you fast every day. Bechila b'Shabbos, Tzarulah. If you eat a lot on Shabbos, it's going to cause him. Shinu Vesis here, you're accustomed, your body's not accustomed, you can get sick. Yeah. Okay, if you're not used to eating, you're not used to eating much, suddenly you eat a lot, you'll get you sick. The word Nebuch, after the Holocaust.
So this isn't even showing fasting, it's saying you fast call the person or the Jew or something. And
okay, you'll get
you eat a lot more stuff.
Right, correct. I may enjoy because not that you may, that's a different than what I imprinted in the Marmakon. There's another discussion. What we got, Taka likes fasting. That's his own name. That's what I'm talking about here. Correct. Here's when it's time for Shabbos because he doesn't want to eat. Okay. And he says, Yeshom Shiro, Kama Chasim, and Shemai, Shalom Shabbos, Tamzeh. Okay. Vechen Amosha Kacha, it's a Birachasin. Birachasin. Okay. But it's only if it bothers him. But the Mishabura says in Zikrat Ne'eh, Afilu Kishayin Tzar, Af Mishmizana Lavonos, Machmas Tshuva, Oser. Yeah, I started to mention, after the Holocaust, they liberated the camps. People were starving. Nebuchadnezzar, the people died because they had suddenly had access to food. They gorged themselves and then their bodies couldn't process it. The bodies were used to have food. They had too much food. They got very sick. People got very sick. Nebuchadnezzar died. So here we're talking about if the Achila doesn't cause you Tzar, you just want to be Mizana for you. That's all question. What about Shabbos Shula? Can you fast on Shabbos Shula? Can you fast on Rosh Hashanah? The Yontef, that discussion in Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh Hashanah. Right, so that's a question. It's a question about crying. It's even a question about crying. Should you cry on Rosh Hashanah? Or is it Yontef? That's not appropriate to cry. That's a question. So that, or a person who wants to, feels better. That was one of the so-called coolers of the Beis Halevi. Okay, the people tiny the Beis Halevi, the big machmer. So he said, no, I have a whole collection of famous coolers. Some famous coolers that I don't think I'm such a big machmer. So one of the coolers is that some poskim say that it's possible to fast on Rosh Hashanah. I'll make one. You can fast on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, tongue in cheek, obviously, right? I think another one he said was, Some people say it's possible to learn on Erev Tishba B'Av afternoon. I'm Michael. You can learn Erev Tishba B'Av afternoon. Those are in that category we're talking about, the coolest that he had. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop over here. And there is discussion of crime and the yes, yeah, I have to look at
it. I don't think
it was very good. Okay. Right, now we'll do it. Yeah, most of the people then were running because they ran away. Or they were late for something.
Is that today?
Yeah, it's yeah. Reduced, but it's almost, you know, exercise. It's usually
not.
Right, here, yeah. That's a question. Maybe even then. Right, but now you're doing it. Yeah. I hear it. I have to look at it. I hear it.
Different. Yeah. In the Lachman, the Rav has a piece where he speaks about, I believe it was his father.